From Zealous to Zero, exposing the problem zone with your team. Is your organization adaptable? Do you regularly assess yourself and team in order to accommodate the needs of the community? Are your people more offended than optimistic? How do you change the atmosphere from stagnant numbness to a constant sensation of noticing areas of tension to manifest growth? Is it possible to evolve from an egotistical mindset to becoming an endearing person set on God's vision? If you are pondering these questions, then this series is for you. Welcome to Talking on Purpose with Tori. This is the Internet Show. Hello, I am Tori, a media ministry consultant working with churches and faith-driven organizations to build their teams, communicate more effectively, and navigate media outlets for maximum exposure. I am the blueprint specialist, uncovering root problems to construct solutions. This channel focuses on church growth, communication, and of course, social media. Today, we are going to pull back the covers and expose why our once zealous team members are producing zero results. And that is an F-bomb. Frustrating to say the least, but we can reverse that. If you are new here, welcome. I am delighted to have you. As a special gift to you, head over to www.torislaughter.com to receive your free download of Kingdom Building with Less Anger and More Humility. I would love to hear from you, so please drop in the comments below and tell me where you're watching from and your role within the body of Christ. God gives abundantly, and it is awesome to see how He is working around the world. Welcome. Okay, purpose enthusiasts, let's jump into From Zealous to Zero, exposing the problem zone with your team. This series is broken down into four parts because if you know me, you know I love an acronym. So today we're going from zero to zealous by exposing three of the common culprits. Now, as your virtual media ministry consultant, together we can build your dream ministry team. And we do that by seeking clarity, organizing our results, and preparing to move forward with God's vision as our foundation. Let's expose and discuss the three main issues. Why is your team producing zero results? You have a zoning problem. The first and most common zoning problem, why your team went from zealous to zero, is leadership. After having numerous meetings, no effort to implement decisions was made, making the process of change slow, or the issues are revisited numerous times, resulting in fatigue. The second zoning problem, why your team went from zealous to zero, is the rock star performers. They are treated differently and rarely face consequences for bad behavior. And the third zoning problem, why your team went from zealous to zero, is chronic complaining. The way we talk about others, the organization we serve within, and the leadership hinders positive growth. Now, these are all independent problems, but manifest as a combined issue. So here is the solution. Clarity. Take the time to identify the problem areas and don't be afraid to slip your hand in the air and claim your zone as a leader. If you need more time to process ideas, have trust issues, or just need to know everything, first, take it to the Lord in prayer and ask, how are you hindering the growth, blocking His vision for your organization? When we humble ourselves before the Lord, He answers us and heals our situations. The second, the rock star standouts, the always there to answer the call team members. Make sure there isn't a bias. Now, this is what I refer to as the cute puppy syndrome. They are so talented and spiritually gifted that you, as a leader, you don't want them to suffer the consequences of their bad behavior by putting them in time out, which means asking them to step down from their role temporarily or perhaps even permanently. Now, I could go down a long line of how I've seen this play out in congregations, and it slowly breaks the line of communication, trust, and overall desire to serve within that congregation. When we justify the minor infractions, that serves as a path to destruction. Now, while we excuse specific behaviors to support a desire, we risk becoming disillusioned. The innocent may never recover from the effects, and worse yet, they may teach that method to others. Pedestals. But with God, we can seek Him in prayer and ask how our puppy syndrome, the, oh, they are just so cute, so talented, so incredible that we cannot afford to lose them. That limits God in a way we may never fully comprehend because we are not trusting Him to provide even when we witness what is going wrong. Unity includes prayer, conversation, accountability, and being on one accord. The third and final culprit to the zoning issue is chronic complaining. That zone, why your team went from zealous to zero, is this statement. No good deed goes unpunished. That mentality. For every good thing you do, something tragic happens and it's defeating. And because we feel defeated, we get disgruntled. And when we feel disgruntled, we gotta let everyone know why. Because it's true, right? We are just speaking truth to what is going on, and being honest is always the best policy, especially in worship and testimony. Let's go out into the world and make disciples, not dependents. There will always be places, people, and things that make us unhappy, but we must pull back the curtain and expose the hypocrisy, disorder, and rebellion, right? That's what we're here to do. Oh, dear purpose enthusiasts, this is getting to the root. We are going to use God's word as our solution. Here are three scriptures I'd like you to consider as you pray for clarity. So with God, you can turn your team from zero to zealous once again. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. Jesus answered, "The first and most important one is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, life, and with all your mind, thought, understanding, and with all your strength. This is the second. You shall unselfishly love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And finally, Psalm 119, verse 165. "Those who love your law have great peace. Nothing makes them stumble." Putting God first with everything that we do, no matter what the situation is, and using His word as our guide and not our emotions, helps us combat that inertia that pulls us into being more zealous, being more exuberant, being on fire for God, welcoming people with different personalities into our organization. So how do you go from zero to zealous? by seeking peace and being an example of love. If any of your conversations or interactions bring about division, then it is not from God. And your team, our team, will be divided, producing club-like results instead of a flourishing community, sitting in the kettle, learning how to work, live, and build as a unit. We can practice being lovely and live harmoniously within the body of Christ. So, dear friends, I invite you to think about your relationship with your family, friends, coworkers, and community. What are the dividing factors? And another question, how did we get to this point? If you need to make a difficult decision, the Holy Spirit can guide you. Our God is not asking us to ignore our human feelings, instincts, or the facts we understand. However, we can trust our gracious Lord to direct us towards godly wisdom. The things we innocently go along with may have devastating effects later. Take your team from zero to zealous and embrace the vision and purpose God has for your organization. Thank you for being with me for part one, From Zealous to Zero, Exposing the Problem Zone Within Your Team. This is a four-part series, so join me next week as we're going to discuss the O in zone, going from offended to optimistic. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We would love to see your posts and connect with you. If you haven't grabbed your free download of our mini course, Kingdom Building with Less Anger and More Humility, head over to www.torieslaughter.com. The link is in the description box below and, of course, on the website. This series is sponsored by our latest online course offered by Udemy. The Blueprint Initiative 1.0 is a 6-day course for ministry leaders designed to start the process of building from God's blueprint with Him as the foundation and focus. Our God is so awesome, and He continues to refine the expansion of this business, of this ministry. So thank you. Thank you for being with me, and I will see you all for part two.